Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
So, welcome back, everybody, to Faking Movies. I am, of course, Lee, and I am joined, of course, by Seth. Hey, Seth.
Hey, do you remember when I had long hair? I guess that was before I knew you guys. Never mind.
Holy shit. I've seen pictures. Let's talk about this. We'll get to this later. I was looking back through your Facebook the other day.
Creepy.
So we were talking about... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys, you should check it out, Seth's Facebook. It's search Seth Fart Noise.
Doctor
pretty easily.
Seth Fart Noise.
Doctor Seth Fart Noise. I was fully
a little presumptuous, but all right.
All right. ABD.
I was trying to... So we have friends of the podcast that couldn't tell your guys' voices apart. And I was like, okay, I'll put faces to them. Also, their doppelgangers are, of course, James Franco and Elijah Wood, as we've discussed.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to find examples of this on...
I've actually been getting Ritter lately. John Ritter's son, the one who's on Another Period. Yeah.
I've been getting I've been getting more Jude Law of late as well. Like a younger Jude Law.
Yeah, okay. I've been getting Brad Pitt. Fucking relax. <all
right>? You pieces of shit.
You handsome devils, you.
I was looking back. I did not realize, Seth, that you had a ponytail phase. And this very confusing to me. Yeah.
I had beautiful hair.
Yeah, it was pretty luxurious.
When you were living in the islands, right? Mon.
We call that Island Seth.
Gentle
marimba music playing in the background. Steel jump.
just like in Commando. Yep.
It was down to the middle of my back.
Holy shit, really?
Wow. Yeah, and well, it's curly too, so like I had these beautiful ringlets, and like you could feel it when the wind would tug on them. And,
do it again, but slower. Hold on, slower? No. Yeah.
This is an entirely visual joke for our
show.
Wonderful,
that is wonderful.
Always been in audio form. Thanks, guys. So, hey, everyone. This is episode 42.
Oh, you
Thank
didn't
you
introduce Zach
sticking
either,
with us.
That's cool.
I'm here. It's cool. We got it.
Yeah, it's all right. He's the Ringo.
Our podcast has four members. It's Lee, Seth's hair, and me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I gave it all to Locks for Love when it kept.
Fuck yeah! Well done.
It kept catching fire, so I kind of needed to.
That is the most Seth thing I've ever
Wait,
heard.
Wait, when you
in
give it to Locks of Love, do they smell it and then go,
like,
no thanks, we're good?
Why does it smell super singed? Like, reasons. Hmm. Don't worry about it.
Burnt hair. Yeah. Wonderful.
Hair's hair, man. Hair's hair. Fucking take it.
Yeah, brah, yeah. You can make a wig out of burnt hair. It's a weird wig, but you can do it.
Yeah. Somebody will wear it. Ugh.
All right, so what kind of... I think we had a few things we wanted to mention up top.
So, shout out to a friend of the podcast. I think relatively new friend of the podcast, but exuberant friend of the podcast, Marielle, the OGML. So she's been hitting up the Twitter.
Mary Todd
quite
Linden.
A bit. No, I don't think. Well, I don't. I'll let her weigh in on that. Check the Twitter for the fact check on that one. So originally we were going to call her the social media intern, but I feel confident that now she's the Twitter czar, perhaps.
Yeah.
I believe on her personal Twitter account, she refers to herself as the Twitter maven of Faking Movies.
Oh,
so
way better.
We should go with that.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Really killing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been doing
we wanted
great.
To just as a group here say. Thank you. Holy shit.
We are incompetent.
If you guys weren't following us on Twitter, like, and you shouldn't have been because we just didn't update it at all.
That's true.
You should check it out because she has been killing
you
it.
You should. And so she, I told her we got to have her on pretty soon. And she has reported to me that she has seen very, very few movies. So this is very exciting.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Always wonderful.
Excellent.
So, all right. Yeah. Should be good.
Let's send her our 300 movie long spreadsheet and see how
it
goes.
Did.
It's more than that.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Jesus.
Yeah. It's
rough, also man. Another a shout out, of course, to OG guest Lucas, who is currently working on updating our website so people can actually enjoy it. Yeah.
So it does a thing other than exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking up space.
Man, everything is coming up Milhouse for us.
I know. Turns out, like in life, if you just wait forever, people do things for you. It's so good.
I hope so.
That's a lesson the viewers at home can really take to heart.
Yeah.
All those synesthesiacs that listen to our show. Yeah. So.
Ah, they're like Vladimir Nabokov.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy. Here we go.
Oh,
I have heard you lecture people sternly about mispronouncing his name. It is always a good time.
I have. Yep. I have done that. Yep. Especially...
Well, anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, nothing. Anything else we got to cover before we get into
good.
This
Let's,
I don't think
we're
so.
We're going to need all the time we can get. Fucking
oh, yeah.
Get
Jesus
in there.
Get
in there,
Christ,
Lee. What we give you? What we give
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Lee is faking...
Actually, hang on. No, oh. What? Not what did we give you. What did you give you? You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, so what did you give us is the real question.
Yeah. What kind of fucking movie did you give us?
As is the tradition, since I am just a garbage person who does nothing but watch movies and read IMDb.
Yeah, you're a monster.
I have to go pretty deep in the well to find movies I haven't seen. So this week... I suggested, hey guys, why don't you make me do a little movie called They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Okay, I like that emphasis.
It's a title that I've heard a lot, and I have honestly no idea what the fuck it's about. But you guys did tell me that it stars Jane Fonda, Bonnie Bedelia, Die Hard and Culkin Clan fame.
Correct,
that's true.
Red Buttons from... It Could Happen to You, actually.
From history? Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bruce Dern, father of Lara.
I will say up top, I forgot that all these people were in it, and I then looked it up afterwards and had not recognized a single one of them.
Wait,
except
really?
For Jane Fonda.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Bruce Dern is unrecognizable. Bonnie Bedelia.
Is it because he's
just
young? Like,
yeah, it's because he's like 20. Yeah.
Also, like, arguably the main character of this movie was a name we did not give you.
Yes, that's true.
Because he's a significantly less famous actor.
Even
though, like, he did do a lot of stuff, but...
Yeah, his name is Horses, and they do shoot him. That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Poor guy.
Spoiler. Don't let that influence you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I already have my whole thing right now. So.
Yeah,
all right,
okay, so give us your version of They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
So I wanted to lead this off. I think I mentioned to you guys yesterday that this might be the douchiest movie I've done yet for our show.
Oh. So good. Excellent.
Did you just remake that PCU movie? Or
No, I didn't. But I wanted to ask you guys, knowing me, I'm just curious, get a little bet going here.
Uh-huh.
What, if you had to pick like a filmmaker that I thought was the douchiest filmmaker on earth, what would you guess I picked?
Oh my god.
Because I made the movie in the style of a specific person.
Oh, fuck. Why didn't you give me to this 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because I wrote it like yesterday.
Is it U Bowl?
Oh,
no,
not
it's
U
not
Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
he's
that we had three different
so
pronunciations
yeah,
of that.
That's true.
He's German. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's not douchey so much as he is just terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Vincent Gallo? Is it Vincent Gallo?
Oh, that's a great guess.
Yeah.
Like full of himself.
I think he's. Yeah. I think he's more. I think he verges too much on despicable for me to just consider him a douche.
My real guess then will be Paul Thomas Anderson. I think.
Oh, I like PTA.
That's a good guess.
He's very good, but he's also again very self assured. He's very,
very pretentious. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys were wrong. No. It was Sorkin.
Okay.
Oh, Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, now that you say
it. Damn it.
This is This is a movie in the style of Aaron Sorkin.
Everybody's going to talk so fast.
I was going to say, how much dialogue are we going to get?
Walking down hallways? In fact,
I in fact wrote two specific monologues that I will read to you.
Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph. All right, let's,
cribbed,
let's skip this
and they
going.
Are both they are both cribbed from very specific pre-existing Sorkin properties. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So yeah, Sports Night and Sports Night? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, one of them is from Sports Night.
Oh, perfect.
Now. Very good.
Of course it fucking is. Because you're the only person that watched Sports Night, so.
Me and Lee. Yeah, they got.
If you watch
got,
the Sports Night clips too, on, so. If you yeah, watch the Sports Night clips on YouTube, sometimes the people who post them take out the laugh tracks. It's pretty great.
Oh no!
Oh, it's way sad if you do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeesh.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Get us into this.
So I'll get into it here. Red Buttons owns a dog food factory that has seen better days.
Naturally.
He uses
what?
Yeah. You didn't think that was going to be the first sentence, did you?
No. Nope.
How could anyone? In a billion tries, that wouldn't have been the first.
If you put a million Zacks in a million monkey houses, they would all get drunk and play poker together.
They would.
Whoa. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Keep all right. going.
Red Buttons owns a dog food factory that has seen better days. He uses cast-off meat from different packaging plants. For the food, but all of the newfangled organic Blue Buffalo style brands are slowly putting him out of business. Mm-hmm. And he's getting very close to closing down the whole company. This is when we see enter Bruce Dern, his neighbor, who owns a failing horse ranch nearby.
Oh, no.
My God! Oh, it's a bit on the nose, but I'm into it. Oh, okay.
He complains that all these millennial kids just don't want horse riding birthday parties like they used to. They're all obsessed with their screens and such.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So Dern comes to Red and he offers a business proposition. He says that all successful dog foods need a hook nowadays, and all the young kids are only interested in their phones or old-fashioned things that the rest of the world has moved beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we get to some dialogue. Yep. This is Bruce Dern talking to Red.
Great.
Now, I don't have your head for dog food, so I'm not going to be much help with the design of the cans or the machines that fill them. But it sounds to me like you're going to need a whole lot of horse meat. Now, how would it be if I were to teach myself how to shoot horses? I'll set myself up a little shop and get you all the horse meat you'll need for dog food. I'm someone who knows how to do something. I can help. I can get you horse meat.
Okay, cut. Can we take that again, but more cocaine this time?
Yeah, like, you need to be speaking at least 1.7 times faster.
Yeah.
But I like how it was a dialogue with himself.
I mean, that's like, the Sorkin way.
Yeah, sure
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That, in case you're wondering, is a actual monologue that William H. Macy gives on Sports Night, except he's talking about Philo Farnsworth and televisions.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay, well done.
Yeah.
Bonus points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, they go into business together. It's going okay, and then they bring on Jane Fonda to play their no-nonsense, incredibly capable spokesperson. She's the CJ Craig of the movie.
Hold on. Wait, the whom?
Oh, the CJ Craig?
Yeah, who
the Allison Janney?
Yeah.
Allison Janney? Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
National treasure?
Allison Janney?
Be still my beating heart. Yeah.
So she's calling press conferences and getting them cover stories on all the biggest dog food trade publications.
Okay,
as you do.
Exist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real thing for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The dog food trades this week are really
are
rough.
Buzzing. They're really buzzing about.
I mean, I don't know. I'm marrying.
Let Seth's joke land.
No, it's too late. Like
10 seconds of 10 seconds of silence.
Okay,
I don't like this.
Now we gotta start over. God damn.
Okay,
move
10
on.
Seconds.
Let's move on.
So they're getting all these.
God damn
they're getting
it.
All these. They're getting all these cover stories and things are looking up until Bonnie Bedelia, who plays an evil executive, so like Mary Louise Parker's character from The West Wing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. over at a Blue Buffalo style stand-in company. Uh-huh. She gets the latest sales report, and huge surprise, Red's dog food has overtaken them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She does a walk and talk with her staff, where she's furious about this,
yep,
asking them how they could let this happen and what kind of info they can use against them.
Uh-huh.
This leads one of her assistants to say, well, they shoot horses, don't they?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. We then launch into this big publicity war spearheaded by Blue Buffalo, where they try to turn the hook that made Red so successful again against them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to convince people that horse meat dog food's a bad idea. So we,
okay,
we follow this story now of Bonnie Bedelia and Jane Fonda at war with each other through the media.
Right.
So there's all these like dueling press conference intercut with each other and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, Red is sitting back and he's trying to stay idealistic about the business. And Bruce also never wavers. He just sits there shooting horses and giving them horse meat.
Bruce,
just all,
it's Bruce Dern.
It's all
whole
I know.
Movie. Loves
it's
to
all
shoot
horses.
It's
all he knows now.
Crazy.
He learned how to shoot horses, and that's all he's going to do,
yep,
for the rest of the movie.
You heard it here first, folks. Actual, yep, Bruce Dern loves shooting horses.
Oh,
shooting horses.
Shit. No, but I like, yeah, Bruce Dern. We can't make him an enemy of the podcast.
I know.
Not even, he doesn't even like shoot them humanely. He just like shoots out their lower leg and lets them bleed out.
Just right in the guts.
Fuck?
Yeah.
It makes the meat better, guys.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Nothing tastes better than fear and sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It, they taste better if they suffer. That's true. That's a fact.
Yeah. So finally, this is where we're wrapping up the movie. There's a big public debate scheduled. Mm-hmm. And all the newspapers and just huge amounts of the general public are there, because in this Sorkin universe, written news coverage is the most sacred and popular thing in the world. Because it's Sorkin, and he does that because fuck him.
He does like news shows, weirdly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, funny you mentioned that, Zach. So Jane Fonda seems like she's about to win the whole thing and deliver the killing blow in the debate, and then Red steps up and stops her.
Hmm.
And this is because it's a Sorkin movie, and
sure,
the unquestionably good female character is allowed to do all of the hard work and come close to saving the day against the unquestionably bad female character, but she's never allowed to get in the like final actual credit
of
for
course.
Doing so.
Always, yeah. Yes. Yep. Always, yes. God damn it, CJ Craig. Fuck.
Yeah. So this is when Red gives his idealistic speech, and I did write one out here, so bear with me.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever happened to this country? We used to build tall boats, and men would be the only ones allowed to buy dog food for their families. And those families, while allowing for open-mindedness and non-traditional, non-nuclear setups, would only actually be seen by other people if they did abide by those traditional dynamics.
Ugh.
And that dog food was made by men. Made from horses. And those men, well, they shoot horses, don't they? America finally has the best dog food in the world again. And it's made from horses. By men. For men. To buy for their families. That's what the forefathers believed in. That's what I believe in. So then,
was that Alan Alda?
Yeah, I mean it was Red Buttons, but yeah, more or less.
God,
yeah.
No, that's
no. Was it taken from an Alan Alda speech?
No, it's from the first episode of the newsroom.
Yeah, it's from
the
newsroom. America's not the greatest country in the world. Obviously, that one. Yeah.
I thought for sure
That speech is very good. When I get incredibly drunk, I will watch that fictional speech and be like moved by it.
And that's why you're trash, Zach. That's why you're trash. So he gives this speech,
and
then the crowd erupts in applause and carries Red and Bruce off in their shoulders, leaving Jane to look on in amazement. A baffled and flustered Bonnie Bedelia approaches her and says in an exasperated tone, "But they shoot horses!" To which Jane replies with a wry smile as the music swells, "Don't they?" Fade to black.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that was "They Shoot Horses," don't they? As told by Aaron Sorkin.
All right, let's take some bets. How many Oscar noms? I'm gonna go.
It's gonna get best screenplay for sure.
Yeah, screenplay, like definitely, yes. Yeah.
Well,
supporting.
I mean,
Yeah, it'll get some supporting nods. Like, yeah. Bruce is going to get a supporting nod because he was
always
so brave yeah. shooting those horses over
God,
and over
God, he shoots
again.
Them so good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's odd that you say Oscar nods because this movie yeah. got 9 Oscar nods.
Sure
Holy
did.
Shit.
Sure it's did. It's the record for the most Oscar nods without one of them being Best Picture.
I think it's interesting. It's also the record for the most Oscar nods for the saddest movie that's ever been.
Oh
made.
My God.
Well, I mean, the title is They Shoot Horses, Don't
You'd
They?
Be surprised how
yeah,
little that has to do with
you'd be
anything.
Surprised.
yeah.
Zach, do you want to give your like 3-word summary or 4-word summary?
Yeah. Yes.
And then I'll do mine and then we'll do yes. the IMDb one. Cause...
Absolutely. Yes. I think mine will lead this off in the funniest fashion. Mm-hmm, my mm-hmm. 3-word summary is people die dancing.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. No, that's the thing.
mine is, it's actually a 4-word, but could be sadder. Yes.
Punctuation does not count. Could be sadder, comma, or yes. ellipsis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what is this movie
okay,
actually
well,
about?
Here's the IMDb summary, which actually I think is pretty accurate.
Yet again, another week that the IMDb really surprisingly sums it up. Yeah.
The lives of a desperate group of contestants intertwine in an inhumanly grueling dance marathon.
So horses. I mean,
yeah, this is 1969, I believe.
1969.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Seth and I both had a moment together because, again, Lee, you picked this movie
sweet.
For yourself.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, and we had a moment together when the title suggests like a kind of fun movie. Like, that sounds cool, right?
Yeah, like but it could be like a itself, Western or something.
Yeah.
But like, the movie I was itself figuring, was honestly, I thought about doing like a semi comedy Western because mm-hmm. Jane Fonda has done those before. Like,
yeah,
sure, sure, mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, this was not that. Let's say
no. wow.
So a movie about a dance contest is really depressing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Seth. I don't have like a quick summary. Do you have one, or should we just get into it?
We might want to just get into it because it kind of okay. evolves as it goes along. But yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. My first thing. As soon as we start. Based on cinematography, it looks like this movie was made in the year 1865, and I'm already irrationally angry.
Oh, Matthew Brady was doing the
yeah. It was pre. One. It was antebellum South America yeah. when this was made. Yeah,
this was directed
fuzzy.
By Sidney Pollack, by the way.
It was. Yeah.
Oh. And okay.
Yeah. It was a very praised movie, but it looks like fuck garbage, and it made me mad because it was so old looking. But I will say, I did turn on this point. Mm-hmm. I would say a third of the way through the movie.
Yeah,
interesting.
The opening scene is just like an open field, and then we see a horse running and a little boy, and then we see the little boy's yeah. grandpa shoot that horse dead.
Sure does. Yeah.
Title sequence.
Uh-huh. Title sequence and then fade into dance contest. What does anything have to do with anything? Nobody yeah. knows. Nothing
is
matters
dance, wait, so this is that was like a flashback.
It was a flashback
less, right?
Yes.
It was a flashback okay. for one of the main character that we did not give you.
Yeah, Michael Sarrazin, yeah. who is a French Canadian sure actor, and he's very much of that guy, like,
yeah.
Okay.
He was like in episodes of Star Trek and stuff near the end of his life and yeah, things like yeah. that.
Good sense. For him.
Yeah. I think he's dead. Is he not dead? Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's almost certainly dead. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 2011. Okay, thank God I wasn't
ooh,
speaking ill
close,
of the living.
Though. Close, pretty close.
thank God he's dead. I mean, come on.
So, I guess this movie takes place in like 1931, 32, like early 30s.
I think it was explicitly 32. Yeah.
Okay. And like it takes place in LA, I think, and like
yeah. That mood, that would make sense.
Yeah. We open to Sarazen, like, just sitting on a beach, like, hanging out and not doing anything, just watching the beach. And then he wanders into a kind of decrepit-looking ballroom and sees that there's, like, a bunch of people standing around in a line. And it turns out that all of these people in line are to get into this dance contest whose prize is $1,500, which is a crazy huge prize.
At the time, yes.
Well, I mean, sure. 1,500? Jesus.
I guess the end of the Depression, that's insanity.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
God, then we have, like, Gig Young, who's, like, the MC that's in charge of everything, and we have this woman, Gloria, whose partner, Gloria, who's Jane Fonda.
Yep.
We'll call her Jane.
Okay.
Jane, who, like, her partner has, like, the TB or something and gets, like, kicked out.
And consumption. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, literally that, yes.
Yeah. And there's lots of people, and they all have hard luck stories. Red Button is one of the contestants who claims to be, like, 25 when he's Red Button.
He's got white hair. So,
yeah, but he's like...
So there's like a... Is there a like age limit to the contest?
They want really. It to be young people for it to be like popular and engaging,
yeah.
I think.
But it's clear, and this will come back into play later, it is clear that they are looking for anyone and everyone that would be interesting for this competition.
Yeah.
It's like they want to put butts in seats, basically.
Yeah. And so Jane Fonda's partner can't do it, and Michael Sarrazin is just, like, standing on the side, like, watching all this. He has no interest in participating, and they just, like, drag him into it, and he becomes Jane Fonda's partner.
Yeah. Also, can we talk ahead. About Jane Fonda?
Sure.
Her character? So...
Hanoi Jane, you mean?
Yeah, so I was gonna say.
She's so angry.
The joke I felt obligated to make was, Jane Fonda, she's great, but I don't love her politics. Because it's a Vietnam thing. Let's go back to 1969. Let's go the whole way back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, she's actually great.
I was going to say, I'll cut in here. I don't remember the last time I saw a Jane Fonda role I didn't like.
Oh, yeah. So. No, she's wonderful. But people legitimately hate her because of her anti-Vietnam shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. She's irrationally angry in this
she's
movie.
She's just
at
mean
everything.
And...
She's very shitty, yeah.
And, like, just, like, a super bummer. She's just, just like, ragging on everybody the entire time.
So there's this other contestant who is pregnant at the time, and Bruce Dern is her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's Bonnie Bedelia is the pregnant woman,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yeah. Bonnie Bedelia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
a very young Bonnie Bedelia,
yeah.
It sounds like.
Oh, and a very young Bruce Dern as well.
Yeah, everybody except Red Buttons.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And so they're dancing near one another, and Jane Fonda... like, tries to, as they're dancing, convince her to get an abortion. And Bruce Dern...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Bruce Dern is obviously, like, pissed off about this, I guess, because it's his kid. And then it just seemed, like, a little on the nose. Like, wow, Jane Fonda, that's a weird thing to just come right out with. Like, why would you... I don't know. Also,
she leads with that, huh?
Kind of.
Because, well, she's like, how could you bring... a child into the world when there's such, like, shitty poverty and, like, we're all poor and you can't even feed yourself. How could you feed a child? That sort of thing.
Yeah. And then, so that's, like, the intro to that. And then, we haven't talked about this yet, but the time passes very quickly in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so, like, days later, she's still like, hey, how about that abortion, though? And, like, it's very weird. Yeah. It's
so wait, how long have they been dancing?
Oh,
like what's
well,
the
it's, well, it ends
at
up,
this point. At this point, let's say 4 days.
Yeah. So Zach and I discussed this quite a bit. You would die.
You would literally die. And people. Well.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. So what they do is they have to dance for an hour and 50 minutes, and then they get a 10-minute break.
Yeah.
and then an hour and 50 minutes and 10-minute break. They never get to sleep, even while they're eating, which they get 7 meals a day. Yeah. They have to be dancing while they eat.
Yep. I think the onus there was, like, they thought this whole competition was going to last, like, 2 weeks, maybe?
A day.
Yeah, no.
No, like I think, like, 2 weeks maximum, yeah.
Yeah.
But it turns out it lasts, like, months? Many? They get up to,
like, several thousand hours.
Yeah, I think it was 46 days was one of the hallmarks, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going on, like, 2 months at the end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
With no sleep.
You would be dead.
Yeah.
You would be dead.
Very dead.
We know. But there are, okay, so, there are all these characters, right? We got Red Button and his weird partner. We got, Bonnie Bedelia. We got, Michael Cerez and all, and Jane Fonda, everybody. And at a certain point, the MC, Gig Young, he, like, wants to make it more interesting. And so the whole point of this is that, like, you get more and more spectators and you get more and more, like, radio broadcasts and things like that. And
it becomes a really huge spectacle.
It becomes a huge spectacle.
Which, to be fair, does not actually happen.
It kind of does.
Does it?
Yeah, the crowd is quite full. Like, certain dancers get sponsored. Like,
it's true. Like the Hunger Games.
That's true.
I have no idea. I never watched them.
Not minus
the death. We'll get to that.
Yeah. People actually... Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, so, like, everybody is dancing... like shittily, and they're getting more and more exhausted, and then Gig Young is like, oh hey, now there's going to be this weird race, and the three slowest pairs get eliminated this time. So they have to do this crazy, like, rally where they just run in circles for 10 minutes around the entire dance floor, and, like, people are falling down. And
they call it a derby.
A derby, right.
Yeah, and they've already been awake for, four or five days?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Michael Sarrazin is, like, pretty chill the entire time. Like, he's actually, like, cool and collected almost the entire movie. Like, he doesn't really show emotion. Like, when people start fights with him, he's just like...
Yeah,
I realize that you are having troubles. Like, it's cool.
He's maybe the most reasonable character.
He really is. The entire movie is the most reasonable character. But, like, in one of the early rallies, he gets, like, a Charlie horse halfway through and falls down.
Yeah.
And has to be dragged to the finish line.
Shot like a horse.
No. Oh, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet, Lee.
We have to wait until the very, very, very end for that.
Okay, so, and couples are dying off, and everybody is getting more and more haggard, and, like, there's more interpersonal conflict between everybody. At one point, everybody tries to switch partners, and one of the partners just kind of leaves, and that leaves Jane Fonda in a lurch, and so she ends up partnering with Red Buttons. Because his partner just, like, passed out, like, just fell to the ground, and at this entire time, like, partners are letting each other, like, sleep on each other, like, one person will hold up the other while they try to sleep.
They barely move. They have to. I think the actual rule is you have to be, like, technically shifting from foot to foot.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And
but, like, you can be technically, like, not even alive. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, people are sponsored. Like, when Michael Sarrazin and Jane Fonda are still partners at this point, they get sponsored by an old lady just because their number is 67, which is her favorite number for some reason.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 67.
Nope. Nice.
Yeah, it would have been cool. Anyway, after there's some interpersonal conflicts, we end up with Red Button and Jane Fonda as partners, and then a derby starts. And during the derby, Red Buttons has a heart attack. and dies, and Jane Fonda literally carries him across the finish line so they aren't eliminated, but he still dies.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And everybody is more and more depressed. Like Jane Fonda.
It's worth saying, like, even a week or 2 weeks into this, everybody realizes, like, holy shit, what did we get ourselves into? This is a fucking nightmare. Like,
yeah.
Everybody immediately is like, oh God, this sucks so bad, but we can't give up because there's this prize at the end. Like, we
is this wonderful, I mean, $1,500 will take you a long way in 32.
Yeah, in the depression. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jane Fonda trades sexual favors for, like...
Oh, yeah, that was rough. That was very rough.
With the MC, in order to get... What was it that she wanted?
They have
plenty of food and water the entire time. Yeah,
There was some promise of, like, I'll make sure that you win at the end, I think.
Yeah, so she goes down on him during one of their 10-minute breaks.
Yeah, there's like an unbutton the pants, Jane Fonda takes her clothes off. It was so uncomfortable. It was very bad.
Eventually, like, I mean, we're in like thousands of hours at this point of them dancing. Yep. Everybody is broken. There's only like, I don't know, like 5 or 6. It started with like 100 couples, and they're down to like 5 or 6 couples. During a break, Jane Fonda confronts the MC, and he's like, actually, like, you get charged. If you win, you get charged for all the expenses that we've taken this entire time.
Yep.
So, like...
What the fuck?
So, I'm gonna make sure that you get, like, $200 in prizes or whatever, but, like, all of that $1,500 has already been spent on
paying for
food
all
and housing and cleaning and clothes and all of this sort of stuff. And she's like, I can't take this anymore. And she just quits. And Michael Sarandon quits.
Seth, you have to go on after this. Let me take this moment to acknowledge this. The sadness meter is going so much higher.
I know. It's amazing because this movie isn't even from the
70s. It's not. Well, it's close.
It's from the Summer of Love. It's, inconceivably sad. Yeah.
Summer of Sam, baby. No, that wasn't the 70s. Never mind.
Like, it starts off with sad, depressed people that have no money, that, like, this is their last shot. And then it gets sadder, and you talk about, like, people that have lost all of their jobs and had to sell all of their, like, possessions. And then it gets sadder where you have, like...
people that are pregnant, and this is this is their only chance to be a family.
And then it gets sadder where an old man has a heart attack while a jeering crowd cheers for him to run. Yep. And then it gets sadder when they find out that it was all a waste, and then that brings us to the final scene.
Here we go.
Where Jane...
How does this movie get sadder?
Infinitely
sadder.
I mean, you heard my four-word summary. So, they like, both leave. Michael Sarrazin and Jane Fonda leave the weird club thing, and everybody else is still dancing. And they go outside, and they have, like, a candid conversation about...
Not to interrupt, but their relationship through all of this is actually sort of endearing. Like, they were strangers when this started, and they went back and forth, and, you know, they switched partners and whatever. But they sort of bond in whatever the sort of politics or emotions of either character is.
Yeah,
they do bond on the, like, hey, we're all doing weird shit, and, like, now we've been here for, I don't know, fucking 3 months, so we're buds now. Let's be friends. Yeah,
and they're having, like, a candid conversation about, like, depression and, like, how meaningless everything is, and she's like, all right, they go out to the pier, and she just pulls out a gun and is like, I'm gonna end all this. And she takes the gun and she points it towards her head and, like, I can't help me. And so he takes the gun and he's like, all right, tell me when. And she's like, I'm ready now. And he shoots her in the head.
what the fuck?
And
what?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then the last scene is him being arrested and the cops being mm-hmm. like, why did you do it? And he says, oh, well, she asked me to. Like, don't you have anything else to say? And he's like, they shoot horses, don't they?
Roll credits.
My yeah. God, and we don't even get to know who wins the dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. There's one more scene, and it's the MC, like, standing up, and, like, the three couples that are still alive are, like, still yeah. dancing. He's like, the show goes yeah. on and yeah. on and on and
just
on.
Just infinite
and on.
Sadness. Oh, my God.
Now we have credits.
Yeah. It was rough, man. It was fucking rough. It was very rough. Yeah.
So I was texting Zach God the entire time it. I was watching it.
Yeah,
and
we watched this in a staggered fashion. Seth yeah. watched it before I did, and was I would say to characterize your viewing experience was broken up. I would say bummed.
Yeah, but it yeah. was mostly like, oh fuck, that's kind of sad. Oh yeah. fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just fuck word after fuck word
yeah,
for 2 hours.
Yeah, and like I didn't get it till I watched it, but like the sadness is like it starts out cool, like a movie about a dance competition. That seems
yeah.
fun. Like,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
and then
it starts very then, like, innocuous. Like it's just like, oh yeah. hey, this is like a character piece. We have, you know, some real like cut ups here.
Right.
People have conflicting personalities, and then it starts to just
yeah.
like,
it dips a little bit, and then the guy dies, and that's like, ooh. And then everybody gets kind of sad, and then it gets kind of Jane Fonda sexual favorsy, which is very sad.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jane Fonda gets her fucking brains blown out.
Yep.
And then the movie ends, and it's just, oh, I hate you so much, Lee. Why do you do this to us? Why do you goddamn do this?
It's 2 hours.
2 hours, 10 minutes. Yeah. 2 hours, 10 minutes. You goddamn son of a bitch.
It strikes me, too, that isn't there an It's Always Sunny episode that follows this basic plot?
Yeah, so this movie is referenced constantly. I mean, on Dr. Wikipedia Esquire the Third, just a brief list sure. of the shows that have had, like, titles that reference this or like
yeah
like plots that reference this is That Girl, The Odd Couple, The Partridge Family, The Partners, Happy Days, Sledge, Sledgehammer, In Loving Memory.
Ooh, Sledgehammer.
Designing Women, Webster, WIOU,
Designing Women.
Class of 96, Due South, Melrose Place, Family Matters, Sybil, Fired Up, Spin City, Elliot Beale, ER,
fuck?
Sex and the City, Gilmore Girls, 20 Good Years, Gossip Girl, Mike and Molly, Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's insanity.
And that's just like wow. the ones that have plays off of the title. That's
sure.
not even the plot
right.
list.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because the Bob's Burgers episode that references that has nothing to
oh,
do
no.
with
no, it
the
doesn't.
Dance contest.
But it's
yeah.
still like such a cultural touchstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean,
yeah.
Seth, you alluded to this earlier. Like, this was nominated for 9 Academy Awards.
Yeah.
It only won one, but like, this was at the time. I don't think we've talked about this before. It's so it was 1969. I guess at that point, people.
Brian Adams was getting blowjobs out
yeah,
in the Canadian
sure
wilderness somewhere. Yeah.
yeah, you know.
But like the nostalgia 69. For the Depression, I guess, was a thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry.
Cuts like a knife.
sure. We'll bring some levity back to this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh boy.
I don't even.
So
yeah.
I burned you again, is what you're telling me.
You burnt.
Yeah, you fucking always do. Always. Do.
Like my notes are really sparse because, just, I don't even know, man. It's just so sad.
Yeah. No, I feel like we both experienced this. The like going into the movie on the top end, it was fine. Like it seemed fun. I was like, oh my God, a movie about a dance competition. That's cool as shit.
Yeah.
And then it was cool for the first hour. And then all of a sudden, Oops, nope, somebody died. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Now it's like sexual assault. Oh, God. Now Jane Fonda had some guy blow her brains out.
Assisted suicide, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, were dance marathons a thing in the 30s? Is this a thing? I have no idea.
I don't know, man. We should ask Steve Zahn. He's been alive through all of it.
We should ask Time Lord Steve Zahn.
Oh my God.
Although I can't imagine that he would allow such a thing to occur.
Yeah. I mean, there's a, like actual God, there's a purpose for everything. If uh-huh. he did, uh-huh. it would have had a purpose.
Well, it was so that okay. we would have to watch yeah, this sure. movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real Book In of Job beginning. We got going on.
In the beginning, the Zahn created the faking movies and the Earth. And, yeah, you know.
Zahn dance competitions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zahn yeah. prophesized in 2,000 years there would be a podcast.
No, mm-hmm.
yeah. I don't okay. know, Seth. Do you have anything? I don't.
I mean,
all of my shit. I think we covered. It's all just the same dark.
Like
bullshit.
I talked about yeah. Sarazen being like super cool and collected, and I thought he did like a spectacular job acting this.
He actually very much did. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's interesting because I like that he didn't become. More famous.
He really wasn't that guy though. Like he's in so much shit, but
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just yeah. God,
they chose Hollywood chose Bruce Dern instead.
yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
as the admiral, the evil admiral in mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. classic.
Yeah. Oh man!
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Yeah.
God
we
damn!
We don't
want
to give $1 million sub to a man with "Welcome Aboard" tattooed on his penis.
I think we just ruined that movie for the future of this show.
Yeah, I don't even care. I want to reference that movie all the time. So.
It's a great movie.
So all right, well, let's do the ratings. Seth, what
God.
Do you think?
Oh, God.
Yeah, cause it sounds like this movie has depressed you guys so much that you just have nothing more to say.
I think it's hard
to do goofs on it because, like... Because
it's very much a bummer. Yeah.
Well, it's not even that it was a bummer. It's that, like, there's, like... It's so crazy. Like, mm-hmm. every time it gets crazier suddenly. And Sydney Pollack did some of the camera work himself, like in the derbies. Mm-hmm. He was on okay. roller skates.
I feel like we're talking about Vincent Gallo, but okay, fine. Yeah.
Well, except Sydney Pollack is talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there were roller skates in this movie. Yes.
Yeah, there were some roller skates.
All right, let's do the ratings. Get to it.
I'm so sad. I don't know what Lee's is about anymore.
I know.
What was Lee's about?
Dog food.
Yeah, Lee's was way better.
Yeah,
it was
way
better.
Well, I mean. Okay, so Lee's dog food movie. I do like the monologuing, and I, despite myself, enjoy a lot of Aaron Sorkin properties.
I mean, I think we all
sure.
do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wait.
I talk a big game, but I'll watch some Western.
Sorry, yeah, not to break this shit up, but can we get an IMDb on this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the IMDb is a 7.9.
Oh my wow. God!
Yeah.
Hi. Wow. Wait, is this a top 250? Is this a top 250?
Yeah, I think that's why I added it to the list.
Oh, okay. No, don't take credit for that. Lee added this to the list, and it's his fault that we had to watch this bullshit.
It only has 13,000.
It
votes,
was from,
but still.
This is by far. This is definitely a movie where the legacy of it has outlived the movie. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So this movie, IMDb is 7.9. Lee's Sorkin-esque tale. It's like a Picaresque, except with Sorkin. I'll give
and none of the same thematic.
Nope,
things, but sure,
none of those.
And so much more Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, weirdly.
Oh, I should have added Bradley just Whitford. I've done that before. I should have done it again.
Just should have jammed him in there. But he is keeping it tight, as has been...
He is keeping it tight, yeah.
These days. Lee, I'm going to give you like a 6.5. Like, I would watch it, but like I wouldn't really enjoy it that much.
Oh, it wasn't good. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a middling movie, unfortunately.
I was like,
yeah.
My whole idea hinged on, yeah, they used to put horses in dog food. Oh, I was going to work glue in there too,
yeah,
and I forgot.
Dude.
God damn it. So we've talked about this so much. Yeah. All right, real movie.
The real movie, like, it was depressing as hell, but like,
yep.
It was kind of good.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
Like, it was, it bummed me out a lot, like,
yep.
It was well acted, and it kept me surprised, and the shots are, for the most part, pretty good in terms of the camera work and the cinematography and everything. This is a movie that, as a movie, is quite good, despite like it being real sad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this like a, I don't know, like a high 7, like a 7.8. Like, it is surprisingly good, and it's, like, really poignant, and you feel emotions, and that's weird. And...
Yeah. none of us like that. No. Ugh. Emotions?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, it's worth a watch. Like, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's not an easy watch.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Zach, what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'll start with actual shoot horses. I agree. I think I wanted to hate it because it's old as fuck. Like, I said, like, it looks like it was made antebellum South fucking Civil War. It was so old looking. It was terrible. But the story is
inexplicable. I'm Zach. I hate film grain.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Like,
well, it was in color, so that's a plus.
I mean, shoot everything on digital, for God's sake.
Go 70mm. God damn it, Quentin Tarantino.
I mean, that was on film. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
Your point is kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to Fake Movies.
Welcome back.
I agree. I think I went into it thinking I would not like it, and it was a constant bummer.
Yeah.
But it was actually a very good-ish movie, especially when I compare it to movies of the time that we've done. Like, mm-hmm. it was surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I what was the IMDb, like 7.9?
Yeah, 7.9, yeah. Ugh, I gave it 7.8.
Yeah, I think I'll give OG like a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Lee's thing was Aaron Sorkin, so blindly it gets like a 9, I think. I mean, it's got...
I can work, Zach, I can work more monologues about dog food into it if you need me to.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
I really care about...
Can we workshop some more female characters into it? Because then I'm super on board. Like, is there more CJ Craigs?
You have to remember that they can't actually, like, resolve anything.
That they'll do all of the work, and then some dude will step in and Bradley Whitford it up. Or whatever.
I love Jane Fonda. I don't love her politics. Mm-hmm. Hashtag jokes.
I can't tell if you're being sincere or not. Like, at this point, I'm so confused.
So confused.
No, I just watched the Ken Burns documentary about Vietnam, and everybody fucking hates Jane Fonda.
Yeah, they did.
I know. Yeah.
But no, I like your thing more. 8.85. Let's say 8.5.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. That is so unearned, yeah. But I thank you for it.
No, yeah. I'm into it. Anything Aaron Sorkin does. I like The Social Network. It was very good.
Oh. I liked it too. That's not what we're talking about. So.
Spit take.
Oh. We're talking about my dog food movie.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you didn't. Okay. All right.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. So it sounds like it was a tie this week, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, nobody wants to do the math. Yeah, it's too hard. all right. So next week, I'm going to do, inexplicably, a goddamn nightmare movie.
Wait, why do you say that? Do you know anything about it?
I know one of the stars in it, and it's the monkey, and it's called Monkey Bone.
Yep. This.
Yeah, so join us next week, everyone, when we complete our unintentional trilogy of movies with animals in the title.
Yep. Right! Yeah! Sure will. Yeah. Yep.
Oof.
That'll be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. I'm glad I got Buffalo. Ooh. That's like a much better animal.
Buffalo.
Did we do it enough? No, it's seven. It's seven. Yeah.
I think I did it seven times.
Yeah, seems good.
Oof.
Right. Yeah, well, so that'll be good.